Here comes the new politics. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here we are after 2 weeks that took us from post-Hillary depression in Denver to the embrace of unwed motherhood in St. Paul. And we open up the polls, and what do we find? It's a tie. Let's just vote for Supreme Court justices and be done with it. But this is the result of endless polling, right? Campaigns now know how to appeal to every possible demographic, by age, by race, by zip code, and with no incumbent. Each side is busy defining the other. Each side is busy in the weapons lab, targeting 30-second ads to fire at this group or that group, so that as long as there is no huge event like a war or a depression, the result is going to be a tie. Mutually assured distraction. Because each side knows exactly how to change your mind. Each side knows exactly what strings to pull, what kind of music makes you feel scared or hopeful or resentful or patriotic. The proper mix of images and slow-motion flags that stir your emotions so that without knowing it, your mind begins to change. In St. Paul, I was at the upscale sandwich bar enjoying a sirloin and horseradish panini when I overheard two pundits. They seemed to agree on what will make the difference between now and November. They concluded that if the big issue is foreign affairs, McCain wins. If the big issue is the economy, Obama wins. Now, a successful country needs to tackle both, of course, and both candidates have promised to do that. But before they can deliver, they have to win. And that means they have to draw the sharpest lines they can. Welcome to the old reality of the new politics. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.